Yeah.
Hey, man. Good.
What's up, buddy?
Pendejo, the revolutionary.
It's about time.
He's on line one.
All right, put him through. Hey, Pendejo, how's the...
The revolution is not good, Mark. Not good at all.
What's going on, man? What's wrong? Weren't you interviewing like five hot revolutionary girlfriends you met on the internet dating site?
Yes, I met someone, Mark. In fact, right now I'm in a single-room occupancy hotel in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm shacked up, Mark, shacked up with an anti-taxation road mama. A biker, Mark, among other things. The revolution is over. I can't escape her gaze.
You're in love.
No, I literally cannot escape her gaze. She's watching the hotel room door from the parking lot while she earns our Eaton money cavorting in the cabs of tractor trailers. I can't escape.
Isn't there a back window you can sneak out of? I mean, get out of there, man. Run to a payphone. Call a taxi to the Greyhound station. Just leave. You can still save yourself and the revolution.
Did I mention I'm shackled to the television?
Oh.
Black and white television?
Look, man, how did this happen?
It's my fault. I let it happen. She picked me up for our first date, started bitching about the estate tax, and 14 hours later we were in Cleveland. It's all a blur. She got me drunk on Alizé.
Oh, no.
She bamboozled me to a game of truth or dare and kept daring me. Then she turned on Babylon 5 and tricked me into giving me her woman flower.
Oh, she gave you her virginity?
Mark, she's 49 and drives a motorcycle with a sidecar. I hardly think why Nona is a virgin. But
what?
I was!
Oh!
And now for the last 3 days, I've just been sitting here waiting for her break from the truckers so we can do the dirty deed, as she calls it. All nice-like, as she says.
Oh,
I'm afraid Pendejo the revolutionary is dead.
But Pendejo, what about the ultra-liberal revolutionary that I know and love, who wants to stick it to the neocons, who wants to fight the good fight no matter what?
I don't care about the revolution anymore. I've lost my innocence. I'm filthy.
Oh, you don't care about the revolution? Let me ask you something. Can you look Stompers in the eyes and tell him that? Stompers?
I gave Stompers a rucksack of wiener treats and set him loose in Central Park to find his destiny. I let him go.
What are you talking about, you let him go? You went with...
My Shih Tzu.
Who cannot be left alone? Man, you can't just send a Shih Tzu out on a vision quest by itself in New York City.
Stompers doesn't need me. The revolution doesn't need me. I'm dirty, Mark. I'm soiled. I'm worthless. I'm being led around like some prancing satyr with a string around his boy business. I'm lady whipped, Mark. I can lift that TV off me and run if I wanted to. It's a 12-inch. Oh, no. You're right. Stompers. Good Lord, Mark. He's all alone.
Oh, no.
My little depressed, sometimes seizing, but always medicated little furry friend is probably being molested this very second by unleashed pugs. I must return and rescue Stompers.
Yes! Yes, get out of there!
I will, Mark. I will tell Winona that my own revolution calls.
Yes!
Yes!
I will tell Winona. I will tell Winona.
What? What?
I will tell Winona that I just want to be friends.
Oh. Just to let you know, that whole want to be friends thing never really goes over that well.
Winona, here she comes. Winona, I've been thinking. I really like you, but I think we should just be friends.
Why, you little! I'm gonna tear you apart! You no good son of a bitch! I almost hate you! Now beg your mama to take you back!
Please, mama. Daddy hurt!
Oh, wow. This sounds like you got your hands full there. Look, buddy, I'm gonna look for Stompers. Just get out of there, man.
Viva la revolucion, Mark!
Shut up! Shut up, you idiot!
I'm sorry, mister.
Shut up!
I'm sorry, mister.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Bye! Bye! Wow.
Ooh.
That was
spine tingling.
A little rough and uncomfortable there.